Okay, we're going to speak now to Dr. Suhas Shirsagar. I hope I've said your name correctly, Doctor. The book's called Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life, How to Harness the Power of Clock Genes to Lose Weight, Optimize Your Workout, and Finally Get a Good Night's Sleep. I think you're about to sort me out, Doctor. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Dave?
I'm fine. Now, you're in America there, but where's your heritage from,
name? I'm in California, just outside Bay Area, in a place called Santa Cruz.
Okay, and are you Indian background?
What's that?
I'm just trying to place your name, yes, where you're from originally.
I'm originally from India, yes. I was born and brought up in India.
Yeah, lovely. And California, nice place to live, is it?
It's a beautiful place, warm and sunny.
Fantastic, yeah. I'm interested in this because a lot of us, we were just talking earlier on the show that people make New Year's resolutions, of course, just after Christmas at the beginning of the year. But we were saying, I think this is a good time to kind of reassess your life as we head into springtime. And to actually do, as we're heading into spring and summer, if you're going to do some workout and so on, it's a good time to start. So tell us a little bit then about the book and a little bit about what you do as well, because, and hopefully I'm going to not butcher the name here, but it's Ayurvedic physician. Can you tell me more about
that's
that?
Correct.
Yeah, what is that?
Ayurveda?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ayurveda is one of the most ancient and most comprehensive system of healthcare that is known to humanity.
Yep.
It predates back almost 5,000 to 6,000 years ago from the wisdom body of knowledge called as Vedas. So the word Ayurveda simply means science of life. It's a medical science, but it actually talks about all the different influences that can affect our health and well-being.
Yeah.
Talk about your diet, routine, lifestyle, management of your stress, relationship, your communion with the nature, physical movement, exercise, everything. So we, in modern medicine, we start looking at body in a fragmented way, but Ayurveda looks at it as a continuum with the universe itself. And the very premise of this book, which I wrote, is all about understanding and highlighting this connection that we are made up and made by nature, 100%. And at a cellular level, at a genetic level, at the DNA level, every rhythm of the nature influences our biology. And so, like you were saying just now, it's springtime. Whether you like it or not, you have to pause and let your body know that the winter is done and spring is beginning. So the body syncs itself with these rhythms. But if at all we are in a zombie manner leading our life and not paying attention to what's outside the window, then we are caught off guard.
Yeah.
And one of the biggest violations that we do is sleeping late in the night, eating at irregular times, not able to do the right exercise and right kind of activities at the right time. So this book is all about looking at your schedule, how busy it has gotten, and how it is slowly killing you.
It's interesting because we have this perception that, you know, we're far more advanced nowadays, and medical science and so on. We know far more about the body, and in some ways we do, but we kind of look back and realize that actually, you know, people from thousands of years ago seemed to have something right. They were doing something right.
Well, and I think they came up with these sciences which are so pure and clear, and science is barely able to validate these ancient concepts that you should start your day at dawn and end at dusk.
Yeah.
And this is important that your body wakes up at this time and wants to sleep at this time. But if you keep on violating this, it's just a matter of time before the circadian disruption sets in, and then you are having the situation. Because I wrote a book earlier called as Hot Belly Diet.
Yeah.
And one of the things which I mentioned, and when I was researching for the book, I found out that the latest scientific research is stating that eat late to gain some weight, sleep late to gain some weight. And about 70% of the country does both. And when we talk about eating late and sleeping late, and that's the main reason for you to waking up feeling puffy, bloated, gassy, swollen, congested, and then disrupting all your rhythms because you need unwanted amount of caffeine to get going in the morning, and then the appetite gets variable, the bowel movement, sleep, energy level. This is an epidemic, which is a cascade, like a domino-like effect. And I think we need to arrest this kind of an epidemic by paying attention to what we do at what time.
Yeah, a couple of questions that spring to mind straight away. One is, the Spanish culture is to eat late because of the heat in the day. So Spanish families would eat 9 o'clock at night and would actually stay up quite late as well. And yet, of course, the old tradition in Spain was to have a siesta in the afternoon. So that's kind of a question there, because Spain, I suppose, has got McDonald's now and Burger King and all the other places. But actually, generally, they're quite a healthy bunch of people. They eat a good diet in Spain. So that's the first question. I mean, because it's a cultural thing, isn't it, as well?
Well, not cultural thing. It's actually the weather which makes you do that.
Yeah.
Okay? So even in India, because after the sun goes down, that's when the thing starts cooling down, and that's when your hunger sets in. So the appetite sets in a little bit late because it's so hot that you really don't feel like eating. So people are sweating, and even in that part of the country, you go to Mexico, you go to India, some warm tropical places, they eat very hot and spicy food because their digestive fire is very weak, and they have to make their food very delicious to add more spices and more flavor, and eating late. And sometimes we allow them to probably have them take a little nap because it's so warm and hot outside in the middle of the day. But you can't get away with those logic in cooler countries, in weather where the weather is not that hot or humid as such. So even though you are eating late, say around 8:30 or 9, even in Spain, but if you eat the wrong foods and then you sleep on top of that, that's where the problem is.
Okay,
because when you sleep in the night, your heart rate, pulse rate, respiratory rate, even metabolic rate comes to a crawl, and the food just stays there without being digested.
Yeah.
And you wake up in a state of total indigestion and start your day.
And the other question that comes to mind is, I understand what you're saying about having a schedule and going waking up when it's daylight and so on and sticking to that rhythm. And of course, last week we had an Easter holiday, so we were able to have a little bit of a longer time in bed. But for most people listening, they will say, well, you know, if I don't get up at 6 in the morning and go to work, or 7 in the morning and go to work, I won't get paid. So it's okay saying that we need to wake up when it's daylight, but the world isn't working like that at the moment, is it? It's difficult to buck that trend.
Well, I think it's starting around sunrise. So you have to start your day. You have to eat most of your calories during the sunlight. The outdoor exposure to light resets the clock genes, as we talk about, and that's one of the main reasons. When you are exposed to artificial light all day long, sitting in your cubicles and not exposing to outdoor elements, that's when the imbalance sets in. So yes, you have to do the right thing, and you have to wake up and show up for work and do the right thing. But I think the biggest problem is these late night television watching and late night snacking.
Yeah.
And nobody in any medical science can justify that, because that's the crux of the issue, where you feel you're done and tired with whole day working and now you're licensed to eat anything and sleep at any time you want. But that really sets it a day. And we always say that a good day begins the night before.
Yeah.
And you have to be absolutely cautious the night before.
Okay. What about our workout times? Because we tend to kind of not really, well, for me anyway, I've not really got a routine going when it comes to workout yet. And so sometimes I do a little bit of walking here and a bit of walking there. But you're saying actually we need to really schedule these in.
I think you need to schedule those in. Diet, sleep, and exercise. These are the three pillars of health. You need to pay attention to diet, because whatever you're doing in life, earning money, running around, is just eating the right foods and nourishing your body. Your full-time job is to feed your body well from every possible avenue. Food is just one part of it, but from every experience. So you have to be mindful of every experience, the way you nurture and nourish your body. That's diet.
Yeah.
Exercise means we have to keep all the moving parts moving, and physical movement and exercise improves circulation, improves coordination, manages your stress more effectively. People are sedentary and stressed out when they start moving, when they start interacting with the elements of nature, and that's when they manage their stress more effectively. So I think diet is important, exercise is important. Doing exercise first thing in the morning sets the tone for the whole day.
Yeah.
And that's also one thing which I mentioned in my book, Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life, because that morning exercise wakes up your digestive rhythm. You're eating nice and light, warm breakfast when the sun is waking up, so you eat light. When the sun is prominent in the middle of the day, that's when you eat your main food, main lunch in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And then when sun is setting in the evening, you want to eat a lighter meal, supper, super, something easily digestible. And you should be digesting that food way before you go to sleep. And by 10, 10:30, you should be in bed, because that's when the melatonin secretion peaks up and will help you sleep better and wake up energized and refreshed. So these are some simple principles which are important. And as I said, sleep is one of the most potent activity to reduce inflammation that you will ever do.
Yeah.
Many of my patients tell us that sleep is something that you do when you have nothing else to do, but that's not true. It is such an important thing. It carries out millions and millions of functions when you are nice and deep asleep at the right time. The whole premise of this book is, it's not what you eat, when you eat. It's not how much exercise you do, but when you exercise. It's not how much sleep you get, but when you sleep is equally important.
Now you say going to sleep at 10 o'clock at night would be the optimal time to go. Now we all know people talk about 8 hours sleep. Is there any truth in that? 8 hours.
I think 10, 10:30 is when the melatonin secretion is peaking up. So that's when the brain is secreting the chemical that's going to help you sleep. And it wants you to sleep because it's going to carry out millions of functions, the immune system, cholesterol synthesis, lipid regulation, fat metabolism, so many things that happens in the night. And also the brain, which is processing a lot of things, and the cleansing of the brain happens when you're deep asleep. So the body wants you to sleep at the right time. But if you miss that bus, then you're tossing and turning, and you're missing various functions that the body is carrying out in the night when you're asleep. And as that activities is missed, then you start creating various challenges in your immune system, underactive or hyperactive immune system, having diseases, gaining weight, all of those things. So I think sleeping is the best gift that you can do for yourself to really help you unwind and feel energized. And actually, it makes you smarter. So those people who sleep at the right time improves their brain function, cognition, retention, and recall.
Wow. Is this something that you've experienced yourself? Is this something that you implement in your own life?
I do. I do this almost regularly for almost all my life. And when I start resetting this with my patients, and they all felt these subtle changes have made huge differences in how their body feels and everything. And when I started looking at the classical Ayurvedic literature and comparing that with the latest science, it almost feels like it's just validating what was stated in these ancient literature for thousands of years ago.
There must be times, though, when, you know, maybe you go away on vacation or you do something and your routine changes, or maybe you stay out late one night. Is there flexibility within it as well to, you know, every now and then do something different?
Always. Because it's human nature to fall off the wagon and do a few things here and there, but that doesn't mean that you should be creating a template which is very unhealthy to start with. And I think that's what I've seen in most of my patients, where they have drifted away from, they eat when they want, they sleep when they want, they have sex whenever they want, and you can't get away with that very far.
Also, your book's got some diagnostic quizzes in there which will help you to determine specific mind, body type, and so on. So the book sounds fascinating, it really does.
It's available on all the European market. It's available on Amazon in Europe, everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's a fascinating read. It's already best-selling category in Ayurvedic medicine and sleep disorders. And I think it's a great read for everyone to just learn through simple basics.
And also, the book's going to be available on our website as well. So it's on tre.radio. You can go onto the website there and order the book that way as well. Well, there we go. Hopefully, I'm going to have a good night's sleep tonight. I'm going to bed at 10. And but thanks for coming on. Really appreciate your time with us, Dr. Suhas, this afternoon.
Great. Thank you, Dave. All the best.
Thank you very much. There we go.